balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5, Con-Con, really the answer? Or a reason for Americans, who consider themselves liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wild about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, no, no. The real thing in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we break the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. The National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification. The militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, sure it could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is the current climate of lawmakers, both on the national and the state level. It's a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years, September 11th, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process has been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that are liberty, you can be online at swan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and increasing health threats on the rise, they're in a more crucial time to support immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution. It's clinically known to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic, emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion, current an issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win gold and silver. That's right. And silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblum, D.O., research staff, has spent years developing all formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization in everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity's cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-10-3. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, never be too prepared. Okay, welcome to our number two on the Bob Tuscan Show. Nathan Frazier is our guest. We will open up the phone lines in about a half hour. If you have any questions or comments for Nathan, we'll get to your calls then. But for now, let's break down some of these solutions that we want to get into. Money. It controls us all to a certain extent. Money is debt. Debt is something that we have not consented to, at least in this case. And it really is something that the powers that shouldn't be have used as a tool of control. So what's the solution? If we don't use our fiat-based currency, if we don't use Federal Reserve, then what? We mentioned Bitcoin, there's local currency. We interviewed Nathan the other day, the founder of Ithaca Hours, a local community currency based on hours. What are your thoughts on this subject?
Well, first, I'm not anti-money. Money is kind of a necessary thing. We can have barter. Barter is, but barter has a problem. It's called the dual want coincidence, or the problem of the coincidence of dual wants, which is basically barter only works when two people want what the other person has. And okay. So if Bob say that you're, we're all in a society, and I'm somebody that raises chickens and sells eggs, and Bob, you're somebody who fixes houses. Well, if my house is in tip-top shape and I don't need any work, and that's what you're best at offering the market,
no omelets.
What's that?
No omelets for me if your house is.
Oh, okay. So yeah, or say it's the other way around. Say that right. I've only got eggs to sell. I have a leak in my roof, but my eggs are completely worthless to you.
I don't.
Yeah. So there all of a sudden we have a problem. Barter breaks down. It doesn't work. So The best way to solve that problem is to have an agreed upon medium of exchange. We know we'll have value, that we know that when we have it, we'll be able to spend it time later on for a replacement of barter.
Okay. And, let me interject for a moment. I'm with you on that. Okay. So that's what money then serves as a tool for, to get in that paradigm. However, money really is still just an extension of barter in a sense. Barter is money in a sense.
Absolutely.
I mean by that. Scarcity is what barter comes down to. So I only have this many oranges for that many apples because these oranges are more scarce than apple. I'll trade you one orange for your five apples. And money operates on the same scarcity-based measurement.
It does. And it's lots of things have been used for money. People have used tally sticks for money.
Uh-huh.
You see the old Flintstone cartoons where they use clams or seashells for money.
Yeah. Sticks. You mentioned sticks. Silver coils. Yeah, all sorts of things.
So basically, the idea of money is we run into certain problems with barter. We do have scarce resources. We need to have some sort of way that we can trade those resources, and we cannot be SOL when what we have to offer isn't needed by the person who has something that we need. So money is or having a commodity that we can use to exchange and hold value, it's not necessarily a bad idea. What we have is fiat money, which means that the money has value by decree of government. And so they tell us that it's worth thing. And the way that they keep value is by forcing us to use. You're forced to pay your taxes. If you go to Walmart, for example, and try to buy something with a gold coin, good luck. They'll laugh at you. If you go to Costco and try to buy something with a tally stick, good luck. They'll laugh at you. You pretty much have a system where the government says, this is what you use to trade. This is the only thing you will be allowed to use to trade. And so it creates a false confidence in that particular medium of exchange. And as people start to lose their confidence, as people start realizing they're printing it over what they should be, and it's lose its value, and then people start wanting to take their money out of the dollar worldwide, and we start seeing slips in the dollar. The problem with a fiat-based currency is it's by decree. It has value only because someone says they have the right to tell you what you're supposed to value, they tell you that it's valuable, and they use violence to stop any kind of competition. And we've seen this with certain silver dealers have been shut down by the government. More recently, we're talking about Bitcoin. They've started going after Bitcoin exchanges. They've started going after people that sell Bitcoins. There's a lot of violence behind the dollar. And my ideal system is where people agree nonviolently on what they're going to trade and exchange. And there could be competing currencies, like you were mentioning. We can have different forms of mountain hours or hour-based currencies. We can have digital-based currencies. We can have precious metal-based currency. Whatever the currencies that we decide to use, we should be allowed to. And we shouldn't have one forced on us. And fortunately, more and more people are starting to think that way. And when the one that's forced on us eventually crashes, because mathematically it's almost certain that it's going to crash, it can't continue going the way it's going. When it does, I feel hopeful about the fact that there's lots of people that are already out trying to come up with solutions to that problem, trying to come up with workarounds. Like you mentioned earlier, saying we don't have a name yet, that's a workaround to the problem. There's people out there already working around this problem. So when it does eventually collapse, we're going to have four or five options to choose from.
I can hope so. I'm a little bit concerned as to what actually that's going to look like, though, because with so many things, Nathan, the solution to a problem is often a creation of so many more issues, you know?
What was that? I'm sorry, Bob.
But so many, I'm worried about the solutions and how many of the so-called solutions are just controlled opposition. Because oftentimes, you know, we're addressing this critical issue with the nature of money. So we're offering this in its place. And that replacement, oftentimes, with things in just general, I don't know if this is going to be the case, but I just worry that the replacement is going to be opening up more holes and opening up more problems and opening up new controllers to take hold and so on.
Well, absolutely. But that's where the voluntary association comes in. If I'm going to take over a failed coercive currency with another coercive currency, then we're going to end up right back in the same spot that we're in right now. But if I'm a dealer of some sort of good and you come to me with Federal Reserve notes, right now I'm forced to take those. No matter how much faith I lack in them, no matter how much time and history has proven that I take it today, it's going to be worth less tomorrow. It's not a smart investment for me to accept Federal Reserve notes. I'm forced to. As long as they're voluntary, any of these other solutions, if somebody does try to take them over and use them to control, as soon as we realize that that's what it's being used for, we can switch over to one of the other ones. As long as it's not coercive, it doesn't run the same problem that fiat, which is by decree of the sovereign, runs into. So whatever the situation is, if someone tries to use it to control, we can say no.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering in the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, resultant contract, pay, or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit esharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5-star as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, as advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding innovative voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. It's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth of government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll take your calls after this segment for the bottom portion of this with our guest Nathan Frazier. 800-313. About money, and of course, a lot of people are talking about bitcoins as of right now. And we've talked about it a bit on this show, but on the, no pun intended. Nathan, what's your thought on the Bitcoin phenomena?
I have been a user of Bitcoin for about 2.5 years now. I really like Bitcoin. I think that, like any voluntary currency, it has the threat being replaced by something better. Just like anything in the free market has the threat being replaced by something better. Horse and buggies were replaced by cars. And if I was heavily invested in the horse and buggy industry, I might find cars as a threat. But I understand that that Bitcoin might be replaced by something better. It might have some sort of flaws that people just get sick of and stop using them because of that. I really like Bitcoin because of what it represents, though. Not the technology, it's not the coin itself or what it's been able to accomplish. Really the mindset of what Bitcoin represents. And that's this mindset that seems to be popping up everywhere, which is for years and years and years, we've been convinced that only government can take care of this particular problem. We need to have something to trade with. Well, only government can be in charge of distributing the currency that we trade with. And now Bitcoin shows that no, actually, we can take care of this problem ourselves. We see it in Detroit, where they have private police that are keeping neighborhoods safer than the public police ever did, and doing it for a fraction of the cost, and not abusing people's rights.
Sure. It's funny you mentioned that. We have an article on the front page of BobTuscan.com right now. You may have remembered seeing this. Detroit police chief says and more concealed weapons should be in the hands of everyday average citizens, that more guns should go to good people. And that, in my mind, shows me that even the police chief, who relies on his power granted to him by the city manager, mostly the city, is recognizing the power of law-abiding citizens. I hate to use that term, but you know, good people, for to use the basic layman's way of referring to them, and giving them the power to protect themselves and their families. And at the end of the day, it's more effective in mind, because to rely on these is leaving yourself, family, vulnerable. I mean, the average cop is what, 20 minutes away, 10 minutes away, if you're in a big city, 5 minutes away maybe. And that's the time it would take to be a victim.
Yeah, absolutely. And what this is, both of these examples, the example that you mentioned and the example of mountain hours or hour-based currencies or Bitcoin or any of these other alternative currencies or other alternative ways of handling dispute resolution, ways of handling protection, all of these are examples of people saying the state does not do this effectively, it does not do it efficiently, and for years and years we've been convinced that the state is the only group of people that can handle or solve these problems, but now we're starting to see people step up and say, no, we, a voluntary community, we can solve these problems, and we can probably do a much better job than what the state is doing. And hopefully that's an indication as where we're going as a whole, as a society, of realizing that we, the people, can handle all of these problems that we've been told only the state can handle. And eventually, I'll just finish that thought. Eventually, sure, we'll realize that we don't even need this imaginary entity called state around at all.
Exactly. So I'm eager for you to walk us through how we would go about that. Let's use an example of theft, or use some sort of real life situation that we, in our current school of thinking, would assume the state have to be involved with. How would private citizens, whatever term you use, go about handling those sorts of instances?
The most common and agreed upon concept would be something that's called DRN, dispute resolution companies, basically. Basically, it's kind of like insurance companies. When somebody gets into, when somebody damages your car, if you both have insurance companies, it's worked out. The two people come to an agreement. They say, this guy did this damage to this guy's car. Let's go ahead and take care of the damages and make sure that both parties are whole. We could do the same thing with theft. This guy, whether it's an outright theft, this guy knows that he has no claim to this property. He came and took it anyways. We can have dispute resolution councils or different methods of doing it. There's a thousand different ideas that we could have people that are trusted in the community, and that could be their business, is two people take their case to them and they both agree beforehand, you know, this guy's a trusted person. You're going to have the instances where people do outright deal, because obviously without government, that doesn't mean that we would have a society without thieves. It just means that the thieves at the top would have to go get real jobs. But really, it comes down to, there's probably a thousand different ideas that are out there. There's probably even a million that haven't even been thought of. But because the market for dispute resolution is so confined to only the state can take care of this, we've never even thought of other ways that we could do it. And that's kind of mimicked in money, because the state had the control over money for so long, and now they've been doing such a crappy job with it that it's just losing its value and losing faith left and right. Now the people realize, okay, we have to come up with a better idea. Just let the state take care of this. And now we're seeing all of these brilliant ideas spring up that never would have took place before. And so if we stop thinking within the box, only the state can do it, and we start looking at some of these other ideas and start actually having a free market for dispute resolution, whatever idea I could come up with, there's probably some really brilliant thinker about law and philosophy that has 10, 15 different way better ideas. and they were out there in the marketplace, people could say, okay, these are the ones that effectively bring us a more just society. But right now, given that solution or that option, we're told this is the only way we can do it, and it's not working. We don't have a more just society. We have more violence and criminal action because of a result of having government than is ever protected from by government being there.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to get to some calls in just a moment with Nathan Frazier on the Bob Tuscan Show. Join us toll-free, 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. You have experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air? Then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial. Subscribe now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herb Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Triton, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org, call 800-300-1063 to find out more. And stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbetrocall.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt, chase it out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt, chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Well, if you're just joining us, we've been talking with Nathan Fraser. He's the author of As King, A Simple Guide to Autonomous Living. We're gonna open up the phone lines for the rest of this hour with Nathan. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Next hour, Steve Starr is jumping on board per usual. We'll get into some news and break down the current events that the lamestream media, of course, is going to tell you about. And the ones that they're telling you about and not giving you the real story on. Let's go to the phone lines and we'll start with Chris in Vegas. Hi, Chris.
Well, hello there, Bob and Nathan.
How are you?
Howdy.
Oh, I'm well. There's really no reason to fear taking calls from the callers. I realize they're not always all high quality. There's kind of passing people down the street. You can stop to talk to them or pass them by.
Who said we're in fear of taking calls here?
Well, you know, whenever you follow you along for an hour or so, you cover a lot of different areas of territory, and when you have a response to one area, by the time you hit to it, it's long gone.
I know, but that's why I urge all listeners, Chris, to get out their crayon and take notes and use this section to call in and talk to us about it. So what's on your mind?
Well, I'm a diligent studier. I took notes, as a matter of fact. But you were speaking of the concepts of a couple different things, being lawful money, mm-hmm. as they call it, which I think is probably a combination of monum and currency. And its etymological originations of conjuring new terms to fit the pretenses they come up with to dupe the people. And, of course, coin of the realm, lawful bona fide coin of the realm, is gold or silver or other precious metals coins. And later they created these concepts called currency to replace coins with. And currency, of course, by its nature being a literal term from current, subject to radical changes above and below the norm set rate that came out from originally, is a design to be inflated or deflated at the policy decisions of the ruling authority, the Federal Reserve Bank System. And as to your bitcoins, I have always tried to suggest to people they really need to be cautious in that, because anything created with a keystroke can be evaporated and erased with a keystroke, as we've seen in a couple of these recent purportedly diabolically inside trader schemes to steal the bitcoins. Although I think it was really probably fabricated by the central bankers as a beta test to see what sort of effects and reception would be enjoyed by the people of these digital coin concepts of currency.
Can I jump in?
Go for it.
Okay, so I agree with the first part. I agree that people should always be careful what they put value into and always research on what they put value to. And I also agree with the fact that if tomorrow hour went out and all the computers went off, anybody that was highly invested in Bitcoin would all of a sudden be left with none of that. But for people that don't understand Bitcoin, I'm somebody who's been in it for the last 2.5 years, because anything that I get into or I mess around with, I really want to have a good understanding of. Bitcoin is completely decentralized, which means there is no authority. There isn't somebody that can just print them into existence or delete them out of existence. There's not one person that has that power over Bitcoin. And Bitcoin, the blockchain, is open source, which means anybody can see every single transaction. They see who the transactions are being made between. They can't see who's getting and who's giving, but they can see the exact amount of all Bitcoins in existence at any time. And so unlike the dollar, unlike our system now where they just print stuff in the banks with keystrokes, it's apples to oranges. It's not the same thing.
Well, I generally don't discount it as a potential hedge in a broad spectrum of hedge tactics to prevent the loss of wealth that people have accumulated in worthless fancy paper debt notes of the Federal Reserve's creation, for sure. But I merely suggest a due amount of caution, and not keeping eggs in all in one basket is probably a more cogent plan.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't argue with that for a second.
Additionally, we're speaking earlier in the conversation during these tacit operations of law, these unilateral contracts, which are conjured without the knowledge of the person who signs the innocent-looking piece of paper. They may be adhesion stuck to without their knowledge. Failing to disclose in full terms, of course, nullifies any concept of contract whatsoever, and therefore they all operate under a rebuttable presumption contract that can be averred, denied, and obliterated with lawful facts, law, and evidence, and perhaps paperwork to offset the allegation of guilt or connection, LexisNexis, to the contract.
I would have to agree with that as well. That's very much the concept that my approach in legal matters is based on, except for instead of taking the burden of proof on myself to prove that I don't have these contracts adhered to me, I keep that burden of proof on the prosecutor and say, okay, obviously, if this is contractual in any way whatsoever, it was made without full disclosure. It was made without consideration given. And so it wouldn't be a valid contract. So without a valid contract, what evidence do you rely on to prove that this has any applicability towards me whatsoever? And I've never gotten a straight answer. So instead of putting in paperwork or instead of making any kind of claims, I just, okay, you're making these claims. It doesn't make logical sense to me legally or contractually. I want to know what evidence you have to prove your claim. And they always fall short 100% of the time. Doesn't mean that they'll always respect the fact that they fell short, but they do always fall short.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Chris.
I absolutely concur with his observation. The last point I would make, if you'll allow me, is like your tactic solution of not choosing a name for the child before you leave the hospital so they can incorporate it and apply the social slavery number and issue bonds against the name. There are so many different schemes of legal sleaze they operate on that you've got to use tactics of evasion to prevent them from applying it to the child to protect your child's interest from being enslaved to corporate slavery's system. Thank you so very much, guys.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey now. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, I like to think about Bitcoin, and I like to compare it to gold. And I do it philosophically. And there was a good book by this guy, I think Lewis Mumford, about like the philosophy of money. And what's interesting about gold is yellow. It's the color of the sun. It's immutable, right? Or actually, it is able to be hammered thin. It is eternal, doesn't rust. And Bitcoin is like almost like Eastern mysticism, like a void in the mind of God, and that mind of God would be the mind of the computers. Just highs and lows and arbitrary, living in an electronic field. And so I think a good form of currency would be to have gold back Bitcoin. Basically, that would be the way that Bitcoin could, let's say, grow. That would be allowed. Right? And it would give people a sense of security, like, hey, my Bitcoin is backed by gold. You see, so if you bought in Bitcoins now, you would actually be buying a piece of gold. And what they would do is they would store this gold in Fort Knox or some very secure bank with, get this, here the where you are allowed to go visit the gold. You see, and that's the problem with our Federal Reserve. You know, they want to do an audit on Fort Knox, and Fort Knox is not allowing people, but they seem to be hiding access to take a look at the gold. And I was thinking this, Bob, why shouldn't I be able to show up at the Federal Reserve, buy a ticket, pay $12, and they take me for a quick tour of all the gold? See, so I know it's there. See what I mean?
Paul, I want to address this question and this comment when we get back in just a moment. I'll let our guest Nathan Frazier do so as well. And we'll take any final phone calls in the next segment as well at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and time replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects. Give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation, plus the health benefits of the other herbs, for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 this was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is... We'll show you doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, time's tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
future.
Yes, tonight, Fraser, and we're going to squeeze in any final phone calls we can get to here. The last caller wanted to present an idea of having a Bitcoin-type system backed by gold. And I got to tell you, Nathan, I'm not a big fan of the gold standard. For one, you know what the golden rule is, right, Nathan?
He who has the gold makes the rule?
Got it.
Yeah.
You got it. And the other one, the other thing is, it's arbitrarily scarce. Meaning, okay, so we could extract a lot of gold from the ground and do so in a more abundant fashion, but then the price would be diminished of that gold. And also, there's technology out there today extracting elements from ocean seawater that would essentially create more gold with a square mile of ocean seawater than has ever been harvested on planet Earth. Why don't they do that, you might ask? Well, because if they did, first of all, it's too expensive to do. It costs a couple hundred dollars to extract it from the ground, but this technology costs several hundreds of dollars, nearly $1,000 an ounce to extract it in that fashion. And also, if they were to have gold in such abundance, the value would completely diminished. It would have no value. So gold is completely dependent on scarcity, and that scarcity can be manipulated and changed. Unlike Bitcoin, from what I understand, there is only a set amount, period. Nathan, you're...
Yeah, and what the caller was saying, for a medium of exchange to be good, according to Aristotle's definition of money, it has to be durable. So he said gold doesn't diminish or rot away like apples do. So that's why gold is preferable over apples. It's got to be portable. So that's why gold is more ideal than like a taking your whole ox to market, because not very portable. It's also got to be divisible. You don't want to give somebody half of your ox and then try and find somebody who wants to buy the other half, because that doesn't make any sense. So gold matches all those. It also has to have intrinsic value, which the intrinsic value, like you mentioning, it's manipulated. I wouldn't say it's artificially scarce, but the abundance of it is manipulated. It is definitely a scarce resource, but to the degree of its scarcity is manipulated. But the whole idea of competing currencies is that if you do like gold more than you like Bitcoin, or if you like both of them, somebody can come up with a cryptocurrency that is backed by some sort of metals that, you know, as a caller mentioned, he'd like to have proof that those metals are actually there, unlike what we have in our current system. If somebody wanted to offer that as a currency and more people found that valuable, and people that owned businesses said, hey, I'm comfortable with this, that might doubt the Bitcoin. Really, though, as long as it's not coercive, as long as people get to decide, this makes sense to me, I'm willing to accept this payment because I have faith that I'll be able to use it as payment in the future, we should have 10, 15, 30, 40, 1,000 different ways to do for things. And whatever people feel the most comfortable with and know that they can have the most confidence in, and as long as it meets those rules that Aristotle put for money, then people will feel comfortable with. And we should allow people to decide for themselves what they're going to pay. And if that happens, we probably will come up with ways to facilitate trade that are much more fair, that eliminate the giant gaps of income disparity that we have. And we'll probably have a better system. But because we're locked into this one, we're not allowed to experiment with other ones. We're really being held back as a species.
Right on. Let's squeeze in another phone call before we run out of time here and talk with Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Fred. Fred. Did he hang up right when I came to him? Sounded like it. Fred, yeah, you got stage fright. Fred, don't worry, man. Hi, Fred, how are you?
Hey, what about the patent system? What about the copyright system, trademarks? You going to have very small voluntary courts or arbitrators. You're still going to need a repository of intellectual property.
I do not understand the idea of intellectual property. Intellectual property is, I had this idea and I'm going to use the government to force you from being able to duplicate the idea. I figured out a way to my finger tar and strum it in a particular pattern, and I'm going to use the government to stop you from using your own property and your own body to create the same melody that I came up with. I don't think in a free society where only rights are respected, intellectual property would be a valid right that was enforced, because it's a right that forces other people to do things against their will. So I don't really know if in a free society where the people only respected people's rights and the legal system was only there to protect people's rights, I don't think that intellectual property rights, being that intellectual property is not scarce, thus it makes it not really a form of property. It's ideas. And using violence to stop people from acting on ideas that they learned from you is a form of aggression. It's a form of bullying. And I don't think that in a society that respected people's right to do whatever they wanted as long as they didn't hurt somebody, copying you is not hurting you. So I don't think intellectual property would be even a discussion.
Well, first of all, I agree with you on your philosophy, so I'm just asking the question. I think, though, that on the currencies, if you had a physical currency like a dollar bill, with a portion of it, foil, gold foil, or something like that, which then you could use as a dollar bill. And if you took the gold out, it would be, the other person would not be required to accept that, would be maybe an idea for the libertarian or free currency. I'm on your side on all the issues. I just bring up the issue of, what do people, what, I know we're going to have a large population in the world. I don't think that's going to be dropping down to half a million. I just want something that's workable. And and where will the intellectual property be in a world where you have 9.5 billion people? That's all I'm asking.
I don't know. That's where the free exchange of ideas will have to take us. But with more and more people realizing how ridiculous the crime of intellectual property theft is, downloading a movie is a crime, and linking to downloadable material is a crime. So people are
patents?
Starting to.
How about patents?
I'm not for patents either, but I mean, that's a whole other discussion that would take hours to get into. So I don't know if we have the time to get into it tonight.
Well, I'd like to contact you. Can I call you?
You know what? You can contact me through my website at livefreefm.com. There's a contact tab, and I am always willing to discuss ideas with people.
Okay, good.
And you can call me Monday through Friday at 800-313-9443 from 9 to midnight Central Time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care. All righty, Nathan. It's been great, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a blast.
We'll have to do this some other time while we're still free. Or are we free?
We're working towards it.
I like that. And, of course, your show is Live Free FM, correct?
Absolutely.
And the website?
LiveFreeFM.com.
LiveFreeFM.com is where you'll find our guest, Nathan Frazier. Check out his book, As King, A Simple Guide to Autonomous Living, and we will welcome him back, I'm sure, in a future show to come. Nathan, man, it's been a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bob. I'll talk to you later and look forward to the next conversation.
I do as well. All right, folks, next hour, Steve Starr is jumping on board with us here at the Bob Duskin Show. We'll get into some contemporary issues and news and so on, and maybe take a few more phone calls as well come up in just seconds for hour number 3.
The Bob Duskin Show.
With financial